It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Cameron Peak Fire grew over the weekend into the third largest wildfire in state history. It's burned more than 124,000 acres. Fire officials ordered more evacuations for several areas northeast of the fire's perimeter. They say the growth has damaged or destroyed structures as it jumped over Colorado Highway 14. Jared Kramer is with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office.
It's all dependent upon fire behavior, which is largely driven by the weather. So we're hoping to see a break in the hot, dry weather.
It was cooler Sunday, but it has been windy in that area of west of Fort Collins. Young people in Boulder are prohibited from gathering in any groups for 2 weeks. The county health department is working with university and city police to enforce the order. University of Colorado Police Department spokesman Scott Pribble says they'll crack down on parties and other large gatherings.
You know, if they're out on Farron Field and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, if we have a residence hall room that is full of people, that would be considered an egregious violation.
People who break the public health order may have to pay fines and face other penalties. The school has disciplined more than 300 students for breaking the rules. Denver residents can soon weigh in on whether the city should permanently close roads in some parks. The Parks Department plans to send out a public survey this week. The city will first consider traffic changes for Cheeseman Park, Ruby Hill, and Sloan's Lake. Denver has already blocked off many areas of its biggest parks to vehicles in response to the pandemic. The Denver Broncos are 0-3 so far in the new NFL season. They lost to Tampa Bay Sunday 28-10. The Broncos meet the New York Jets on Thursday. Temperatures around Denver and across the state are staying cool again today, then getting a bit warmer over the next couple of days. Metro highs will be just above 60 this afternoon, then close to 80 tomorrow and on Wednesday. 60s in Colorado Springs today, in the 70s tomorrow. This is CPR News.